crap-a-tap-sap. Funny, isn't it?
What is?
How some things to some people can come so easy.
Oh, that. Well, I guess that can be sort of funny.
A goat for so many people might seem so impossible. A fairy tale that'll never come true. And yet, as easy as a buy one, get one free, there's a goat's gonna land right in Harry's lap. I wonder if he gets to pick the size of it. I wonder if it's a small goat or a big one, and how fast it chews its hay. When I was 7, we went to the petting farm. It wasn't much, but it possessed a certain charm. The cuddly rabbits you could hold with just one arm. But what caught my eye the most was a goat. And now from far away, a goat seemed pretty lame. Disheveled hair and probably didn't have a name. But when I got up close, I saw we were the same. And she needed me, I needed her, that goat. She loves to climb, although she always falls back to the ground. Her jaws work overtime, consuming hay. She freely flaunts, but then she ends up getting pushed around. But she just wants what everyone wants, someone you don't have to kick out of the way. That goat was all I thought about for several years. To take it home, to comb its hair, to rub its ears. And though I never did, she never disappears. And still I need that goat. And still I need that goat. For we would be so happy, little goat and me. But life's not fair, and some things just weren't meant to be. If Harry goes away, he gets a goat for to stay afloat. Will I ever